Good morning, everyone. Well done for making it on this very cold autumn morning. I am still in a t-shirt, though, so you will see that throughout the rest of the seasons. We're right in the middle of our Sunday series, and if we've not met before, my name's Sam, as Jack said. I'm one of the team and leaders here at the church. And we're right in the middle of the series called Practicing the Way, which looks at lots of different topics. And the series focuses on be with Jesus, become like him, and do as he did. We've looked at, this is week four. We've looked at three topics. I'm going to test you. Can anyone remember what the last three topics we've looked at have been? I'm going to ask people to shout them out. Can anyone remember? Prayer, yep. Solitude. Fasting, come on, top marks. Well done, everyone. And each week we've been asking ourselves, what does it look like to become more like Jesus? And today we're thinking about generosity because Jesus is generous. Can we say it together? Okay, we're going to say Jesus is generous. Ready, 3, 2, 1. Jesus is generous. Yes. And generosity just simply means when you give something to someone else because you want to make them happy or you want to help them. And as it's Harvest Sunday, it's the perfect time to remember that everything we have comes from God and that he loves it when we share what we've been given. So today's Bible passage is from John 6. So maybe there's some Bibles on the sides. Maybe you want to get your phone out and find the passage. John 6, 5 to 13. And just to set the scene, Jesus was with his friends. And they're trying to find a quiet spot. But this big crowd are following them. Let's see. We pick up the story and let's see what happened. Verse 5. When Jesus looked up and saw a great crowd coming toward him, he said to Philip, "Where shall we buy bread for these people to eat?" He asked this only to test him, for he already had in mind what he was going to do. Philip answered him, "It would take more than half a year's wages to buy enough bread for each one to have a bite." Another of the disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, spoke up. "Here is a boy with 5 small loaves and 2 small fish. But how far will that go among so many?" Jesus said, "Have the people sit down. There's plenty of grass in that place." And they sat down. About 5,000 men were there. Jesus then took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed to those who were seated as much as they wanted. He did the same with the fish. When they had all had enough to eat, he said to his disciples, "Gather the pieces that are left over. Let nothing be wasted." So they gathered them and filled 12 baskets with the pieces of 5 barley loaves left over by those who had eaten. Okay, so to recap, big crowd, 5 loaves, 2 fishes, everyone ate, and there's food left over. That's your recap for this morning. When Jesus saw the crowd walking towards him, he didn't send them away and go, "Nope, I haven't got time for this today, I'm too busy, I've just been speaking all day, I just want some time to find a quiet spot, I'm too tired." He didn't say any of that. He spent time with them, teaching and feeding them. Jesus is really generous with his time. Even maybe when the disciples and those with him didn't want him to be, maybe they wanted him to move them on quickly, he was generous with his time. And I find I sometimes look at Jesus and I think, man, this guy was pretty great. There is no way I can even come close to the things he was doing. I have no additional capacity, no additional time for anything else. You know, I have a baby, I have a busy job, I want to spend time with my wife, my family, I have to get my 10,000 steps in a day, I want to eat healthily, I want to exercise, I want to play some music, I want to listen to some music, I want to go for a walk. I can't fit anything else, let alone, I can't fit in time to be generous with people. I can't be generous with everything. And Jesus has this incredible way of, he has this way of understanding how to be generous by not overcomplicating or cluttering his life. Jesus lived a simple life, rooted in the Father, that enabled him to be generous. He allowed lots of buffer time. And this is something that I must admit I'm pretty bad at. I like to stack things up really nice and neatly, just stack together, be really efficient with my time, meeting to meeting. You know, thinking, okay, I've got 3 minutes to get from here to here, when really it should take about four. So therefore I'm rushing to get from A to B. But Jesus was never hurried. He was never rushed. And he knew how to prioritize his time to be generous with it. He didn't cram his life full of all these different things. He left space, and he left buffer space for compassion. Has anyone ever had help from anyone else? Anyone ever given you their time? Anyone ever showed up for you when you needed them the most? When Lucy and I bought our flat, it needed a lot of work doing to it. And we needed some help. We couldn't have done the work ourselves. So we obviously got some different builders in. But some of the things we needed to do was we needed to take down different bits. And we had lots of different friends come and be really generous with their time. They really helped us out. They helped us dismantle the kitchen, rip up carpets. And we even smashed up a bath, which was a lot of fun. I don't know if you've ever done that. But we had friends be really generous with their time. And it meant a lot. And I don't know if anyone has ever found that when friends are generous with their time to you, it can really help you out. Jesus is really generous with his time, and he encourages us to do the same. So many here in this room are really generous with their time. They give a lot of time to serving God within St. Leonard's, but also outside of St. Leonard's, within your local communities. And we as a team have really tried to allow space for people to be generous with their time, serving on Alpha Team, Little Lions Team, so many different teams that run on a Sunday, Community Cafe. We want to give an opportunity for everyone to be generous with their time. And if you're not already involved in a team, someone with a team lanyard would love to chat to you about what that might look like to be involved on a team. So the first thing we learn from this is that Jesus is really generous with his time. And the second is that Jesus is really generous with what he has, his resources. I wonder, how does it feel when someone is generous with you? When someone gives you a present? How does it feel when someone helps you out? I recently had a birthday last month. I'm not going to tell you how old I am. And one of the amazing things about birthdays is that people sometimes like to get you presents. It's wonderful. I don't know whether you can think of the best present you've ever had. Anyone want to shout anything out? Any presents that they've got recently for the birthdays? Jewelry, yeah. And if you, I'm going to leave some space, if we're going to have some suggestions, we might be here for a little while. Come on, peeps. Electric blanket, yeah, that is a good one. A bird table, wow, okay. Come on. AirPods, yeah, this is wonderful. It's wonderful, it's lovely to hear. What was that, sorry? Fidgets, yeah, very, very good. It's amazing when we get presents for our birthday. And on my birthday this year, Lucy and I, my wife, we went out for dinner. And after dinner, we decided we wanted to go sort of celebrate a little bit more and get some ice cream. Now, I love ice cream. Exactly. That is the kind of response that I also have when I think about ice cream. I can have ice cream all year round. I'm having ice cream this afternoon. I don't care about how cold it is. I love ice cream. And we arrived at this ice cream shop just as they were closing. And we got speaking to the people running the shop and inevitably got onto, oh, what have you been up to today? And Lucy said, oh, it's my husband's birthday. And they said, oh, don't worry, have the ice cream for free. It was honestly, it spoke to my heart, and I cannot begin to tell you how buzzing I was that we've managed to get this ice cream for free. I was so excited. Ice cream's great anyway, but when it's free, it is even better. It was the unexpected generosity of this person that blew me away. They were so generous and kind with me on my birthday. But Jesus is always generous and kind with us. And he gives us what he has. Jesus is always generous. We see from the Bible story that was read out, that I read out to us, it's the crowd were getting really hungry. And it's this little boy that comes along and is really generous with what he had. All he had was this a packed lunch. And he gives it to Jesus. He's willing to give what he has. And I want you to imagine for a second that you are this little boy. You got your packed lunch, and you just think, oh, could I give this over to Jesus to multiply? Would you find that easy or difficult, I wonder? Not gonna lie, I'd find it really hard to give over my lunch. I probably wouldn't want to do it. But this little boy steps forward. I'd be really worried about getting quite hangry. It's a real thing, hanger. But the boy gives away his lunch to Jesus. And Jesus uses it to feed thousands of people with loads left over. Jesus has and had access to power of heaven, and he used it to feed everyone. As a church, not only are so many here generous with their time, but they're also generous with their resources and their finances. Helen and I recently spoke about the vision of the church and where we feel God is leading us. And then tied in with that, spoke a bit about the finances and really what we needed to raise to step into what God has in store for us. And it was amazing to see how generous people were with their giving. And so thank you to everyone who gave over the last few weeks. Many give by standing order, and that is one of the most helpful ways that we can see what's coming in each month to be able to project and forecast. But just to give you a latest update where we were at this week. So we set a target to raise monthly giving by £2,000 a month and to raise one-off donations of £25,000 a month. And the latest figures that we've had this week, so giving has increased by £1,296.25, and one-off donations are totaling £16,523.25. Yeah, this is amazing. And that's 65% of our monthly giving target and 66% of our one-off donations target. So this is amazing. Thank you, everyone who gave. And if you haven't had the chance yet, there are some envelopes at the back with all the information on. And if you don't already give, I spoke about that actually, if everyone who currently increased by £25, we would achieve that target. So if you don't already give, maybe you consider by £25 a month. Just as the little boy asked himself in this passage we read today, we can ask ourselves, what do I have to give? How can I be generous? How can I be generous with my time? How can I be generous with my resources? Jesus could live so generously because he was closely connected to his Father in heaven. He could give because he had first received. And practicing the course that we've been sort of following and looking at together as a church says this: generosity isn't about giving because we should, it's about sharing because we first received the abundant love of God. When we know that Jesus is generous, it changes how we live. We can be generous with time, listening, helping, showing up for others. We can be generous with resources, giving, sharing, providing. And that's really what harvest is all about. It's saying thank you for what we've received and then choosing to share it, choosing to be generous. So before I pray for us, there are two ways I think I'd love us to respond this morning. The first is we're going to spend just a little bit of time thinking about how we can be generous to others. It could be needing to drop around some flowers to someone in need. It could be buying someone a coffee. It could simply be being generous with your time by spending time with someone. Whatever first springs to mind, I encourage you to write it down. And we'll do this in a moment to just spend a bit of time reflecting. And so the first is thinking about how we might be able to be generous and then doing that maybe at some point this week. And the second is, as we begin to sing, I know lots of people have brought lots of different harvest items as we celebrate that today. We're going to put them on the stage here. You can see some helpfully presented items already to my left. And we're going to come and place those on the table, or I'd like to think it will overflow as well, so maybe on the floor around it. But as you do that, I encourage you, as you come and place those items, to pray, Lord, would you multiply this beyond what I ever imagined possible? Thank you that you are generous with me and I choose to be generous today. So those are the two ways that I think we're going to respond this morning. And we as a church love to pray for one another. And we have a prayer team that are available. You'll see them with helpfully labelled prayer lanyards. So if you want prayer about anything today, do come and find the prayer team. They'll be loitering around the front here somewhere. Just look out for them with that prayer lanyard. And maybe you want a bit more clarity about how God is calling you to be generous. They would love to pray for you. So let's just spend a few moments now praying about how we can be generous. And then we're going to respond in song and bring our harvest offerings to the front. So maybe you want to close your eyes with me, put your hands out in front of you, and just pray, Lord, how do you want me to be generous? Thank you, Lord, that you are generous with us. Thank you that all we have comes from you. Teach us to be generous with our time and our resources.